This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis begins a five-day pastoral visit to Poland on Wednesday, during which he will attend the World Youth Day gathering in the city of Krakow and also visit the former Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau. Our correspondent in Krakow covering this papal visit is Lydia O'Kane, and she filed this report on the atmosphere in the city on the eve of the Pope's arrival.
"Are you ready?" reads the poster with a picture of Pope Francis at a bus shelter in downtown Krakow. Well, the city is ready and is eagerly awaiting the Pope's arrival for this World Youth Day and apostolic visit. When the Holy Father touches down on Wednesday afternoon, he will see a city festooned in blue, yellow and red, the colours of this youth event. Pilgrims here are everywhere, making their way down the cobbled streets lined with the flags of the patrons of World Youth Day, Sister Faustina Kowalska and Pope St. John Paul II. In the sunshine, coupled with the occasional shower, young people soak up the atmosphere and chat in their groups on their way to catechesis sessions and key places of interest. They are making the most of Krakow, which is Poland's cultural capital, and is pulling out all the stops with events during this week, including concerts and exhibitions. Talk to people here, and their eyes light up, remembering the many visits of their Pope, Karol Wojtyła, and indeed, there are fond memories of the visit of Pope Benedict to this land. But even since the last papal visit to this country, like many nations in Europe, Poland has undergone changes. The continent continues to deal with a migrant crisis which has engulfed parts of Eastern and Western Europe, and now the threat of terrorism is ever present. Poland itself can boast a steady economy, but many young Poles have concerns about finding secure employment and in recent years have made their way to other countries within the European Union in order to find work. But in an increasingly secular Europe, Poland has managed to retain a strong Catholic identity. Asked about this, the Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow, Stanislaw Zdziwicz, says that catechetical formation plays a key role. The youth of the world have come here to Krakow to express and learn more about their faith. Their hope is that Pope Francis will encourage them here in this city, the city of divine mercy, to go against the tide and hold on to their own values and beliefs. In coming to Poland, Pope Francis is following in the footsteps of this nation's favourite son, Pope John Paul II, and founder of the World Youth Days. He's a hard act to follow, one might say, but there is a genuine affection and enthusiasm here for this Argentinian Pope, from the young Polish people here, and those who have come from over 180 countries around the world. As one participant put it, World Youth Day is being celebrated in the home city of Karol Wojtyła, but under the watchful eye of Pope Francis. Awaiting Pope Francis in Krakow, I'm Lydia O'Kane.